Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nebraska Extension Ag Policy Specialist Brad Lubin has been discussing the potential issues with the current ag policy on previous almanac programs. Today, he finishes the topic by taking a look at how current policies, which will remain in effect until next fall, could bring more uncertainty to ag markets.
You know, we could look at it economically and try and package together what is effectively multiple buckets of assistance. There's still assistance rolling out under the 2024 legislation for economic and ag disaster losses. And some of that assistance is rolling out now as we speak as well. And so there are multiple forms of assistance, and there is a large sort of aggregate dollar amount on payments from USDA to producers to help in the current situation. But if the current economic climate and the current trade challenges continue, many groups are already saying that this $11 billion or $12 billion in total, another $1 billion sort of covers everything else, but this $12 billion may be a down payment on what's ultimately needed. That remains to be seen. It's trying to figure out how big the gap is and how deep it is and how long we're really stuck in it. But it certainly helps at the moment, and not surprisingly, there's still political pressure to consider more.
Brad says trade and bioenergy are the two leading factors that drive demand.
In the middle of the current economic climate for agriculture, which is prices are down relative to where they were, and we're looking for what is that fundamental demand driver that might help reinvigorate ag markets, it's trade and it's bioenergy. Those are the two big demand drivers that we could expect to see growth in if only the policy uncertainties were resolved. We already talked about trade and the tariffs versus the potential deals and the promises of maybe improved relationships going forward. But we could talk about biofuels policy too and be inundated with acronyms and policy decisions and market opportunities that may or may not be there depending upon how policy is unrolled. And that includes trying to figure out the role of traditional ethanol in the renewable fuel standard and the both the exemptions that that sort of chip in at the required usage, as well as the potential rollout of year-round E15, if only there was some federal legislation that could get across the finish line to attach that to. That could grow markets for traditional ethanol, traditional biofuels. But we also see it on the biodiesel side or the renewable diesel side and the potential growth there in some of the renewable fuel mandates, either nationally or in particular regions. And then there's an awful lot of promise about if only we can figure out how to get biofuels into the sustainable aviation fuel market or even the maritime fuel market and the call for more renewable, sustainable fuels there too. Those are big potential pluses if the policy environment sort of allows the opportunity to work. The economics of biofuels into those markets is challenging. It's fundamentally not driven by the economics. It's driven by the environmental standards and mandates or commitments to more renewable energy sources. Agriculture could fundamentally benefit from that and play a big role if the policy environment for it works.
For a more in-depth look at ag policy and market outlook for the upcoming year, check out the FarmCast podcast and the complete article by Brad Lubin at cap.unl.edu, or download the interview from Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.